B'chayrus Perek Tes Mishnah Zayin, the last year Be'ez Hashem Maseches B'chayrus. Ketzad Ma'asun. Here we're going to talk about the on the ground, how the process of the Ma'aseh Behemah actually takes place. Koinsin Ladir, he takes the animals that were born that year in his flock and he puts them Badir, he puts them in a pen. V'oyselam Pesach Kotten, he makes a small door for them to go out. He makes it, we're going to see there's going to be a problem if two go out at the same time. They have to go out one by one. Mamish, like the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah says, the picture of all of us coming in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam on Rosh Hashanah. Umayne b'shevet, he counts with his staff. Echad, shnayim, shloisha, abo, chamisha, shisha, shiva, shmoyne, tisha. By the way, as an aside, how does he get them to walk out so nicely out of the doorway? So the Braisa says over here in the end of the Masechet Daf Nun Ches that what he does is he puts the mother of the sheep outside and that makes them go out. So where 1 through 9 went out, nothing happened. The Hayotze Asiri Soikri B'Sikra, there's red paint on the edge of the shevet, on the edge of the staff. He touches it to the Seh and the Seh that went out tempted is stamped. Vo'imer, he declares it, Hareza Maisa. Heyois, he's making the Kedusha. There's a Chiddush over here, that the Kedusha is Chal on the Behemah, both of it's a Tomim, and it's Roy like Rovus, you make it as a carbon. If it's a Balmum, also it's Chal on it, and then it has to be eaten. That's what he has to do with it. And then he counts another ten, same process, every ten. Lois Kori B'Sikra, let's say he was not Seveit. V'loi Menoam, where he didn't count it. Bashevet. He didn't do it mamish the way it says in the Mishnah. Oishim Menoam Revutzim, or they didn't go out through the small doorway, but they were counted crouched in front of the pen. Oyaimdim. He went one by one inside the pen. They didn't have them walk out single file. Harelim Musarim, that's not Ma'akiv. The Mishnah says what it says, but it's not Ma'akiv. But let's say he has 100 sheep. He counts 100 and he takes 10. Asor v'not lechur, he has 10, he takes 1. Ein zeh ma'aseh. The counting has to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, the 10th. The process doesn't have to be the way it's described in the Mishnah, but the etzem idea of the counting, and asiri yeh kodesh, it has to be a 10th of a counting. He doesn't even have to count it really, but it has to be a 10th. And that defines it as Ma'aseh. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer Hareza Ma'aseh. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says that this is not Ma'akev either. The Mishnah continues, let's say 7 or 8 or 9 went out of the pen. Kofat Zechem and Amenuin L'toichen, one of the ones that were counted that are not going to be Ma'aseh, jumped back inside. And now you have a suffix of anyone that's going to go through. You want to count the Asiri, Yer, Kodesh, the 10th one should be Ma'aseh Behemah. You don't know if the one you're going to send out the door is Ma'aseh or not Ma'aseh. The halacha is Harei Elu Pturin. They're potter. The Gemara says that we have a drosha, Asiri Vade, Velei Asiri Sofik. We have a Sofik, which one you're being Magdish, it's not Chal at all. This, by the way, is a dramatic shtickle in the Shittim Kubetzes in Bav Metzia Davov, where this din is brought, and the kasha that Tosfos asks is l'chayra, if one sheep jumps back over the fence, and now it's mixed up with 25 different sheep, so you're going to say that the one going out is not one of these, it's from that one that jumped back in. What happened to Bittul Barayv? Yeah, there's one in mixed up in 25, so it's Bittul. So Tosfos says that even when there's a din of Haloich Basar Roiv, it's not a Vadai, and still called Asiri Sofik V'Loi Asiri Vadai. The Chiddush, the Tais, you do it, the Chiddush that I can't talk about. Roiv is not called the Vadai? No, Roiv is not called the Vadai. Min Hamu'usorin L'Toichon. What happens? Not one of the ones that was counted as a non-Maiser. One of the ones that was counted as a Maiser jumps back in. And you can't tell which one. Kulam, they're all Yiru Achi Yistavu. Because here, you certainly have Kedusha, was certainly Chal, the one that went through. So now you have a Sofik. You don't say Bittul, because Balechaim le Batli. We learned in Zvachim that Balechaim are Choshev, they don't become Bottle. So you have an Emes and Sofik, which one is Hegdish? So you have to wait for them to become a Balmum, V'yochlu v'mumon le Bailu. That's pretty straightforward. Mishnah Ches. Yotzu Shnayim Ke'echod. The first two went out. One and two went out Ke'echod. So now you didn't count one and two. So you know what you do? Moine Oisim Shnayim Shnayim. Three and four you count as the second pair. Five and six you count as the third pair. And then when you get to the 10th pier, you kirish shame 10 of Asiri on each pier. It's a 10th pier. So there's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, except that it's done doubled over. That's okay. Minon Echod. The first two were counted as one. And Mimel, there's a mistake here. You counted 1, 2 went out simultaneously. Well, they went out. You didn't count. You counted one. When you get to 9, or what he's counting as 9, is really 10, because he's one behind. So then Mekulkolim, he has a problem. On the one hand, he was Kriya Shem, but it didn't go with the Kriya's Shem of Asiriya Kodesh, and therefore you can't be Makavil Mizbech. It has Kedusha, but you can't be Makavit. It's the Santa in between. Now the Mishnah says that both of them, the one he called 10, or rather the one he called 9 is 10, but he never called it 10, so it doesn't have the year Kodesh Asiri. And the one that he called 10 is really the 11th, so it's not supposed to be. So both of them are Milkul Kolim, and they have that din of they have Kedusha, you have to wait till they're Baal Mum, and then you point them, you can eat them. Yotzu Chi Vasiri Kachas, a similar idea would be true if 9 and 10 went out together. So then, again, 10 was never counted as 10 after 9, so it doesn't have the proper year Kodesh. 9 went out simultaneously with 10, so it's part of Vasiri Yer Kodesh, but neither one of them is properly processed and counted. So, Mele, again, Kiddushas Aguf is Chal on both of them, Chi Vasim Kukolim. And you wait till they're balimum and then you could eat them. Another case. Kora Lachi Asiri. He got up to 9. He made a mistake. He called it Asiri. The 10th one that actually went out, he called Chi. Ula'acha also to the 11th, he called Asiri. He called 9 Asiri. He got mixed up. He called 10, 9. And then he went back by 11. He called that 10. Shlosh no mikudoshin. Here we have a Riboy HaPosuk. The Posuk says, V'chol Masa Boka V'tzoyin Yer Kodesh L'Hashem V'chol is Marba, that there's some type of Yer Kodesh which is not proper, and V'chifil Hoch it's Chal Let V'chol. So you see that there's a certain type of Kedusha that could be Chal, but the Dargas HaKedusha of the three will be different. Hachi Necho B'mumoy. The Chi is a Mekulkul because you call the 9th 10th, so there's no proper Kriya Shem, it's only the 9th. So Mela, what is it? It has the Kedusha, but it doesn't have the proper Kedusha. Mukulka, like we said before. Hoasiri Maisim, since Be'etzim, the 10th is the 10th, even without giving it the proper Kriya Shem, because you said the 9th, the Asiri is the 10th, and that's proper Maisim. The 11th only has Kedusha because it was called the 10th. Here the Chiddush HaTorah is that we see the 11th as having Kedusha, but it can't be proper Maisim. So what is it? It's Kom Shlom. It has Kedusha Zaguf. What is it? It's a general min korban, which is lives of korban shalom. That's what the Gemara says. Then the Gemara says, "Va'isit tmura divrei Reb Meir." The Mishnah adds a chiddush that the 11th, which is a korban shalomim, is if it's a regular korban shalom, so you could be meimer in it. You could have with the regular dinim of Tmura, which is calling another carbon by its shame, sort of trying to exchange it. We're going to learn the Homosachas Tmura Mitzah Shem soon. This carbon, which is a bona fide carbon, Shlom has that din as well. Divrei Reb Meir. Am Rav Yehuda no. V'chiyesh Tmura, oise Tmura. Rav Yehuda sees the 11th being a carbon Shlom itself as a Tmura. He's trying to give it a shame, Maisa Behema. The Maisa it's not, because it's the 11th and there was already a 10th. So what is it? It's left outhanging, he's giving it a shame carbon, but it's not chal as the carbon itself. It's like a tmura of that carbon. So the klal, the general principle of tmura is ain't tmura is a tmura. So that's mamish this. Omru. So Meir said back to him, no. The way to look at it is not as a tmura, Mishum Reb Meir. Ilohoy tmura lehoy karev. If you'd look at it as a tmura, you wouldn't be able to put it on the mizbech. Why? Because there's no halacha called tmura smaisa. It's halacha meishim sinet. There's no tmura by Maisa Behema. We'll see the criteria of Masechas Tmura. If that's true, then the 11th wouldn't have any Kiddush Taguf at all. If you see Chazal understood that it has Kiddush Taguf, it doesn't have Kiddush Taguf as a Tmura of the 10th. It has Kiddush as Karbon because it was called the 10th, and the name of the Karbon will be the 10th, but it creates a Karbon Shlam. It's not a Tmura. So it itself creates Tmura. Now we have a different case. Kor Lachi Asiri. Ula Asiri Asiri. Here we call the 9th the 10th. The 10th Take called the 10th. Ula Achadosa Asiri. See here, since he called the 10th the 10th, that's the 10th becomes frozen as the proper one. The 11th now has no mashmois. In the case before, he called the 10th the 9th, so he's still missing the Kriya Shem of the 10th. So the 11th fills that role. That's why it's a Karbon Shlam. But the Mishnah defines that Zeha Klal. Kol Shalei Neka Shem Asiri Mimenu, whichever, in a case where the Asiri still is retains its shame, like the last case that we just said, where the Asiri is the Asiri, En Echad Asa Mekudish, the 11th has no Mashmois, and it's not Mekudish. So Baruch Hashem, we finished the Masechta, just finished off with an inspirational thought. Rabbi Senu the Bali Musa took this idea, Asiri Yieh Kodesh, Yieh is a Lashon of Yudke, Yudke, it's the Shem Hashem. You could take an animal, and the 10th animal, you're taking it, it goes to another level. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, those are numbers. The 10 is taking it to the next level. You could take a behemoth, you could turn it into a carbon. You could take a person, a boss of a dom, and you could turn him into something hecher, something more dehaibin, something that's connected to the world of Kedusha. They had a program where every 10th day, like the year starts, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, and the 10th day is Kodesh, Yom Kippur. After Yom Kippur, they went, every 10th day was a day for introspection, for Hesbodedus, for Musar, for Kabbalus. The concept of Asiyah Kodesh is something that's true by all of us in our practical Avodah. So a thought to take with from Maseches Bechoris. Erichin is a Masechta that also has a message. We'll see where the crossover between Kedusha and between a person's pocket takes place. That's our next journey, Be'ez Hashem.